You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that the comprehensive plan was voted down 4-1 at the Germantown board meeting November 21st. Supervisor Joel Craig voted for the plan, while board members Ron Moore II and Brittany Dufresne voted against, saying they needed more time to review the update. Board members Andrea Foley and John Kukon said they would give their colleagues time to consider the plan, so they also voted against. Craig said the draft update had been on the town website for several months and that Germantown held two public hearings about the plan. Quote, it's a giant document, Dufresne said, of the 100-page plan. Quote, we want to be sure it will work for the next 5 to 7 years. Said Craig, we can bring it up again next month. And Dufresne responded, I'll have my list by then, end quote. Norman Mintz, the chair of the Comprehensive Plan Committee, said in an email November 27th, quote, considering that there is a lot to digest in the latest comp plan, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for taking a while to decide. But they certainly should adopt it at the next meeting, end quote. The board meets next at 7 p.m. December 19th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that three hikers lost in the wilds of Ulster County were found by New York State forest rangers, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. On December 1st in Shandaken, a 66-year-old man hiking Mount Tremper called in a panic as darkness crept over the woods, and by 7:20 p.m. rangers located him. The same day in Kingston, a 76-year-old woman hiking through Bluestone Wild Forest called as darkness fell and was located by 7:15 p.m. The day before, a woman called rangers about her 60-year-old husband, who did not return from Slide Mountain in Denning. Rangers found him the next morning before 9 a.m. as he was walking back to his vehicle. None of the incidents involved any medical care. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Protesters from the Citizen Action Group gathered outside Representative John Faso's office December 4th, just around the time Faso was voting to move the Republican tax plan to a conference committee. Activists were there to protest the tax plan, which passed the U.S. Senate in the early morning hours, December 2nd, 51-49. Faso had previously voted against the plan, saying it was unacceptable for eliminating most of the tax breaks for state and local taxes, with New Yorkers paying more than taxpayers in other states. Besides eliminating the deduction for state and local income taxes, the proposal would cap the deduction for property taxes at $10,000. Ben Castleman and Patrick McGeehan wrote in the New York Times that, quote, the bill, if enacted into law, could send home prices tumbling 10% or more in parts of the New York area, according to one economic analysis. It could increase the regional tax burden, complicating companies' efforts to attract skilled workers. It could make it harder for state and local governments to pay for upgrades to the transit system and other infrastructure. And it could force cuts in federal programs that help immigrants, the elderly, and other low-income residents afford the region's high cost of living, end quote. Faso voted no on the plan in November, yes on moving it to committee December 4th, and on December 5th claimed he was a no vote when it reaches the full House again after committee. Quote, I believe I would vote no because this is an important issue to our state, Faso said on Talk 1300's Focus on the State Capitol December 5th. Quote, it's an important issue that I think from a federalism standpoint and fundamentally, I think it's unfair to our state and its taxpayers. So unless we can get this changed, I don't foresee me changing my vote on this matter, end quote. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.